Lively Stones Meditations for Friday the 8th of April 2022, because of the plundering. Reading from Isaiah 22, verses 4 and 5. Therefore I said, look away from me, I will weep bitterly. Do not labor to comfort me because of the plundering of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble and treading down and perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and of crying to the mountain. With so much distress across the world, it is perhaps no wonder that Jill felt that the Lord spoke to her about plunder and plundering. However, that spirit word also came as line upon line, precept upon precept, a God-given follow-on from our previous meditation, Set Your Boundaries. Isaiah is speaking a proclamation against Jerusalem, a warning to God's people which begins with the burden against the Valley of Vision. What ails you now that you have all gone up to the housetops? Here, burden signifies a prophecy. Valley of Vision speaks of pride in perception or revelation, which is underlined when he talks of housetops. A high place, but not high enough, thus indicating self-elevation. This is not love lifted me. And in verse 2, we hear of a joyous city, where joyous, meaning exultant in triumph, appears to have been used almost sarcastically, and certainly without any suggestion of the joy of the Lord. Verse 3 has rulers fleeing, captured by the archers, giving us a picture of weak leaders caught in a trap that should have been foreseen and thus avoided. This prophecy goes on to reveal that inevitably there will be the plundering of the daughter of my people, or put another way, the desolation and ruin of the apple of his eye, his people. This plundering can only take place when boundaries fall, when our misplaced self-confidence and arrogance allows the enemy into the camp to wreak havoc, trampling down, stealing salvation, and draining away life. Thus, because of the enemy's plundering, we stand to lose everything that we hold dear. But we have not held dearly enough. We can't afford to hold our faith lightly or to dip in and out of the Lord's covering. Otherwise, we are merely aiming for the housetop instead of the mountaintop. Meditate on these things. Psalm 91, verses 1 to 6. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. And finally, a holy command, Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your heart. It never cost a disciple anything to follow Jesus. To talk about cost when you are in love with anyone is an insult. The point of suffering is that it costs other people, fathers, mothers, household. Consequently, we decline to go on. Consideration for others causes us to hold back. From the servant as his Lord.